Hey, this is just me promoting myself for a second here. I just got a Hey Hero account where you can ask me any questions about your sex, love, relationships, spirituality, or a pendulum question for $12. I am a certified sex, love, and relationship coach. It is my favorite thing to help people with their relationship dynamics. So if you have a love quandary, if you are trying to figure out why they're not texting you back, if you want seduction tips or dating tips or sex tips, or you just need a friendly pep talk to get you through your day, please find me on Hey Hero. If you go to my Instagram, it is in my link tree. And I hope to see you there soon. Today, I consider myself a Ghostbuster because we're going to be talking about ghosting and why people do it. The psychology behind a ghoster, a phantom, or whatever you want to call them. I kind of like phantom because it reminds me of the Phantom of the Opera. And that's just a very artistic way of dealing with a really shitty situation. So I know that you've been ghosted. I know that I've been ghosted. And for some of us, including myself, I might have even been the ghoster. So I want to get down to the nitty-gritty as to why people ghost people. Why do people feel the need to do that? It could be so shitty when someone ghosts you for no reason and they don't give you that kind of closure, especially when you were having sex with or in a relationship or a situationship with someone. I mean, I know people who were in full-blown relationships with someone where that was their girlfriend and they completely ghosted them and just never came back. I had this happen to a friend of mine, and it was devastating because this person actually lived with this other person and they just completely left, stopped talking to them. Now, that's a very extreme example, but even when you're being ghosted by another person, that kind of rejection can stay inside of you for a really long time. So it's really, really important for me and for us to kind of figure out maybe what the psychology behind that is, because understanding brings healing. We can understand what's going on. That can really break the spell of that the pain has on you. I know that every single person, when they go through something that is just completely and utterly horrible, that pain, that trauma can like cast a spell on you almost. And it almost feels as though until you get an explanation, you cannot move forward. Until you get a reason or some kind of something that you can get your brain to latch onto, you cannot move on, because we need to be able to understand. We need to have meaning as human beings. So hopefully this will give you a little bit more meaning. So if you are hung up on someone who ghosted you, then this will give you an opportunity to be able to learn about why that person might have done that and to move on from it and heal. But we're not just going to stop there. We're also going to talk about some techniques and some things you can do if you're being ghosted as well. So with all that being said, welcome to the Erotic Renaissance Podcast, where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and spirituality, and all things passionate. I'm so excited to talk about this, even though it's kind of a dreary subject. I feel like it doesn't get talked about enough, at least from a place where there isn't as much blaming. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty of this podcast, I want to talk about the concept of people who are ghosters. You know, we don't ever want to shame or blame people for doing things because, you know, we never know what anyone is going through. However, what I will say is that if someone is ghosting you and they are not treating you right, then, you know, not blaming or shaming them isn't an excuse to never move on with your life either. You know, you could be understanding of where that person's coming from while simultaneously moving and living your best life. You can do it at the same time. It doesn't have to be one or the other. So let's get into it. Reasons why people ghost you. First reason why someone's going to ghost you is because they don't want to feel like a bad person. Now, I know that seems like really counterproductive. So if someone doesn't want to feel like a bad person, wouldn't they not want to do a bad thing? Unfortunately, brains are weird, and when we maybe are not feeling someone anymore, or even if we just got busy at work, a lot of people get stuck in like this freeze pattern where they don't want to feel like a bad person, so they end up not reaching out at all. And the more time goes by, the more they could feel bad about it. You guys might have done this with your friends and not even realized it. You know, I know that I've suffered and dealt with depression for a very long time, on and off since I was a kid. And when I was in a bit of a depression spell, there would be like two people that I would reach out to, and that was it. And other people would text me and call me, but I wouldn't necessarily text and call them back. And it seemed like the more time went between me and this person not talking, the harder it was for me to actually reach out to them. Because in week one, it was like, oh, I didn't talk to them for a week. Then, you know, I'll just talk to them, explain everything in another week. But by the time you're getting to month two and three, you're feeling like a horrible person, and you don't necessarily want to give that person the opportunity to tell you that you're a horrible person, because that's kind of what you're assuming is actually happening, that this person must think you're a horrible person, which we know from the other side. It's not that we think the other person is a horrible person. We probably just want to know what the fuck is going on. We have egos and we have identities, and it's really, really important that we don't think that we're the bad guy. If you've ever watched a movie or a TV show where there was a villain, or read a book where there was a distinct villain, you will notice that most good villains, most compelling villains, the most human ones, are the ones that don't actually think that they're villains. It's always the ones that don't think that they're villains, because they think that what they're doing is reasonable. And when we're dealing with people who hurt us, that's something that I think is a very humbling thought to keep in mind, that most people don't do things because they want to hurt other people. Some people do, but most people don't. Most people are trying to reduce harm, and they do it in defensive, egoic ways that are defense mechanisms that we learn as children. So most people who ghost you, most people who don't text you back or just completely move out of the picture without saying anything to you, don't want to actually be bad people. And because of that, in a really weird, strange, and ironic way, they end up being kind of bad people. And I know that for me, I've definitely done that. So that's probably the number one reason why someone's ghosting you, is because when time lapse, they don't want to deal with you being upset about it. They're afraid of that. And then they don't end up actually talking to you because they don't want to feel like the bad guy. They don't want to feel like the villain. They don't want to feel like a good person, you know, like a bad person, or like they hurt you. And they would rather not deal with their emotions that would come with you confronting them than to actually talk to you about it. It's a defense mechanism. So the next reason why people ghost is because, especially in a romantic relationship, this is very specific to a romantic relationship or a romantic dating thing, is that they're talking to other people. Now, I know that sounds pretty harsh, but when we date people, I think one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that exclusivity is not given all the time. And if you're not in a romantic, committed relationship with someone, and even if that person tells you that they're not talking to anyone else, they very well could be. And if that person all of a sudden ghosts you, it might be because they were talking to other people the whole time. Now, this isn't to say that this is literally everyone, but if you are talking to someone and you're not in a committed relationship with them, and you want to be in a committed relationship with them, and all of a sudden they ghost you, it might be because they were talking to other people and they didn't want you to find out about those other people, or they just decided to pick somebody else, or they were using you as an emotional getaway card or emotional fidget spinner or just an emotional distraction. I think that one of the most dangerous ideas that we teach women is the idea that men don't do things to distract themselves, or that they don't need emotional distractions because they're not emotional. Men are definitely emotional, and I'm just as, because everybody's emotional. Everyone experiences emotions. And when you are in a pseudo relationship with someone, or you're giving them comfort and you're talking to them and you're, you know, giving them emotional validation or helping them with their ego problems or just listening to them, that is actually something that's energy that you are giving to another person. And more importantly, it could be energy that you're giving to another person in which they are not reciprocating in return. So sometimes we get into these situationships where we're talking to people and we're doing all of these really great things, like empathizing with them, thinking that this isn't energy. And this is why so many women specifically will get very angry or upset if they aren't in a relationship with someone. And it feels like they're not giving you that commitment. You can almost feel slighted. And when you do feel slighted like that, 80% of the time, it's because you're giving them too much. It's because you're giving them too much. Because you wouldn't feel that slighted if you weren't overcommitting into a relationship that didn't exist. Overcommitting into this reciprocity that you're not getting back. So someone ghosting you from a situation like that, that you're probably either talking to other people or just using you as an emotional getaway car, as an emotional distraction because you were making them feel good. And that's a very, very harsh truth, but it is something that a lot of people do. People use people to distract them. People use people to make them feel good. Doesn't mean that they're out of their way trying to do this to be an asshole, but it's something subconsciously that a lot of people will do. So you want to be very careful about how much energy you're putting into a certain situation and make sure it matches with the energy that that person's giving to you. And being empathetic, being a listening ear, is energy that you are giving to another person. It counts. Like caring about someone's day, you know, letting them vent to you, like all of that is energy that you are expending. If you thought about it like money, for example, you know, I'm going to be listening to my mom talk about her problems that cost me like $30. Now, it's not literally money, but you could think about it does cost something from you. You're giving away energy to that person. And when you do end up doing that with someone who is not reciprocating it back, eventually that person will either tell you that they don't want a relationship with you if that's not something that they want, or they will keep doing that until they find something else, which is this is why it's very important if you're going to date that you need to keep the energy exchange equal at all times. You don't give them what they are not giving you. And that's a very, very important rule in dating in general to keep you from not dealing with people who just want to use you or treat you like crap or, you know, just not appreciate what you bring to the table. So this, like I said, the second reason why somebody might ghost you is because they're talking to other people. And they found somebody that they wanted to be in a relationship with, and then they decided that they're going to go be in a relationship with them, and then they ghosted you. Because they're in a relationship now. And that, like I said, I know it's harsh, but it is something that happens a lot. And again, it's not like I think people just do it on purpose, but when you're dating around, that's just something that kind of happens. So you want to prepare yourself for that, which is why it's very important for you not to give anyone any more energy than they are giving you. You keep it equal, you keep it reciprocity. Someone raises it, then you can meet them where they are. But if they're not doing that, then don't do that. All right. So the third reason why someone would ghost you, which kind of goes into the second one, is that they don't care about you that much. Some people can overestimate how much someone really cares about you because you're having sex with them, because you're talking to them, because they're venting to you, because, of some kind of other relationship dynamic that you have with that person. And for a lot of people, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to have that forever. Some people are the kind of people who you can have sex with them one moment and then they can ghost you the next because they're not attached to their emotions. It doesn't matter if they're a man, woman, or what they identify with. They're not attached to the emotions that come with that. And they're trying to build something different than you are. So going back to that point, that's why you want to keep things, you know, always equal with energy exchange. It's really, really important to keep things equal with energy exchange in any kind of situation, whether it's business, you know, whether it's romantic or even in friendship. That reciprocity is the backbone of any flourishing relationship, because the moment that you overgive or undergive, you are turning that dynamic into something else that can potentially be toxic. And you can definitely weed out these people very, very easily by just keeping it the same, especially if you're a woman, because we are kind of raised to just give everything and all sacrifice so much for love. And not only is sacrificing for love, or for not even love, just the potential of love, the potential that it could be a relationship, sacrificing for the could be rather than what is something that we are taught. If you are raised a woman in this country, in America, you are taught that you're supposed to do that. And what ends up happening is that it creates these very lopsided relationships, and the other person doesn't appreciate you, because appreciation isn't actually something, it should be something that human beings just do automatically, but unfortunately it's not. We teach people how to appreciate us by making sure that they understand that what we are given can be taken away. And that's not in a way of a threat, but if you know that you can, if you know you work at a job and that job, you know, is going to be there, you might have a lot more of a lackadaisical attitude towards that job because you don't really care that much. They're not going to fire you. But if you know that this job is something that a lot of people really want, and that, you know, you're lucky to be able to have gotten into this job, then you might treat that job a little better. You might really come into work on time, ready to go, because you really appreciate it. And that appreciation comes from the fact that this thing isn't freely given. It understands that there's a reciprocity, there's a foundation here. And the more you put into it, the more you're going to get. So there's an appreciation for it. And often we set up these situations when we're just giving and giving and giving, and then the other person doesn't really even get a chance to care or to appreciate us, because we're just moving, like trying to give them everything so fast. And that person hasn't even gotten a chance to really feel the benefits of being with you, in a slow and progressive way. So that is reason number three why people ghost. They don't care that much. If you're dating someone, or you're getting to know someone, or you're trying to get into a relationship with someone, it's really, really important that you try to slow down, and match that person's energy. And also pace it at a place that makes sense. If you guys have known each other for 2 weeks and that person is trying to get you to be in a relationship with them, that might be a little bit too soon. That might be coming not from a place where that is actually organic. That might be coming from a more desperate place. So you want to pace that out in general. So the fourth reason why somebody will ghost you are genuine extenuating circumstances. Now, this can happen if someone's dealing with anxiety, depression, mental health issues, and things of that sort. Things like that can happen, but you also have to ask yourself if, you know, dealing with someone like that, if you are dealing with someone who has mental health issues and you know they have mental health issues, it's important, if you're going to be that person's friend, for you to be understanding and for you to care. But what mental health issues is not an excuse for is hurting other people and not being able to talk. Like, you, I think it can sometimes seem like if you do have mental health issues, you can be debilitated to the point where you can't do anything for yourself. But those people, even with someone who suffers from mental health issues myself, you still have to ultimately be responsible for yourself. Like, if someone has depression and they completely and utterly stop talking to their mom and their mom gets upset with you, that mom being upset is just as valid as you feeling like your mental health issues stopped you from being able to reach out. Like, both of these are valid at the same time. So if you are feeling that way, or that has happened to you, then that's not to say that that you shouldn't be upset about, or that you should just, like, you know, they couldn't help it. That person should be just as compassionate to your feelings about the situation as you are about them ghosting you. It should match. And if you are dealing with someone and you do get talking to them after they ghosted you for a long time, and they try to gaslight you, or they try to be like, oh, well, it was this and it was that. I can't believe you even would be upset about me. And they get into a place where they're just disinvalidating your feelings. Then that might not be someone that you want to deal with, not because they have mental health issues or because they're not even willing to give you the same amount of compassion that you would give them. So that's kind of the last point when it comes to why people ghost you. So to repeat myself, the first point is that they don't want to feel like a bad person. The second point is that they are talking to other people in a romantic situation. The third situation is that they just genuinely don't care that much. And the fourth is that there are actual extenuating circumstances. So what do you do if you're being ghosted? There are a couple of things that you can do. But first thing you need to know is ask yourself if you want to continue having some kind of relationship with this person. That's the first thing that you need to figure out. If you look at and tally up all their behaviors and you think this is someone who really cares about me, but they're acting strange, then this might be someone that you want to try to talk to. But if it's someone that you just, you know, you've known for like a month and you were dating and then all of a sudden they ghosted you, ghosting, if you've seen my episode on how you know you need to let someone go, ghosting was actually one of the things that I listed on that list of reasons why you should let someone go. Because even if that person is going through the worst extenuating circumstances, their inability to be able to communicate that with you says that they are not in the place to have friends or a relationship. If you can't communicate the basics of why you can't be in contact with someone, then you probably are not in the place to be dealing with that person in the first place. So that's the first thing you need to do, is to figure out whether or not you actually genuinely want to be with this person or want to deal with this person. And if it ends up being that, you know what, I don't, then what you can do is you move on. Don't text them. Don't call them. Don't let them know that you're not going to be talking to them. You just block their number and focus on yourself. Block their number. Focus on yourself. When you've come to a point in your life where you feel like you could deal with this person again and it's not a conflict of interest, it's not a sore spot for you, then you can unblock that person and proceed as normal. But while it's a sore spot, while you're hurting about it, it's important that you push that person out of your life and focus on yourself. Now, for the people who are like, I just kind of want to see what's going on and I do want to communicate with this person, I do want this person in my life, then the second thing you're going to do is you're going to be honest with them, and you're going to do it in a way where you're going to validate their feelings and then state what's bothering you. So the reason why I say you have to validate their feelings first is because we don't want the person to get offended or defensive. And it's really important that if you're going to try to call out someone's bad behavior or something like that, that you're not doing it in a way that's blaming or shaming. So here's a script. Here's something that you can say. Hey, I noticed that we haven't been talking as much as we used to. I can imagine that during this time you might be going through a lot, or, you know, there might be some extenuating circumstances in your life. You want to say something like that because you want to assume that this person is not a bad person. So if you're upset, you're assuming that this person is a reasonable person who does care about you. Because if you did step number one and you know that this is a person who is someone who genuinely cares about you, then you're not coming at them getting angry or anything like that. You're really just saying, like, you know, I'm assuming that this is not something that you were doing on purpose. It's something that you want to communicate. So like I said, you know, I noticed that we haven't been talking as much as we used to. I, of course, you know, I you might have extenuating circumstances, but I would love to communicate about if we can talk more frequently because I really was enjoying the conversation. That sounds so different than you haven't texted me in 3 days. What could you possibly be doing? Because I'm wondering if you're trying to ghost me. like one of these responses is going to get a lot more defensive of response than the other one. So validate their feelings and validate their situation. Like, yeah, like I'm sure that whatever you're going through that might be keeping you from not being on the phone and stuff is, is valid. But I really enjoy our conversations. I would love to get back to that. That's going to sound mature. That's going to sound like somebody who isn't angry. So you get right past that feeling of I'm a bad person. It's going to open up that connection to more vulnerable conversations. And if that gets a bad response or that person's like, upset with you or something like that, then it might be some type of connection that you want to lovingly let go. Though I'm going to say like 9 times out of 10, if you keep it short, if you keep it validating and kind, you're not going to get that kind of reaction. Now, if you send a book and a half about, oh, I hope you're just okay. I don't know what's going on with this and that, but did I do something wrong? Did I do this? Did I do that? You never want to go back on yourself and think that it's something that you did wrong. You can allow that person to give you space to say that if you do feel like something is wrong, but you don't want to assume it off the bat. You want to keep it very simple. It shouldn't be no longer than a tweet. Hey, I hope you're doing well. I can acknowledge that you might be going through a really hard time. I noticed that we haven't been talking as much as we used to. I would love to get back to that because I love our conversations. That's short. That's a very short text message. Very, very short. Keep it short. That they don't respond after that, let them go. Though, if that person's a decent person, 9 times out of 10, they will respond to that. So that is all that I have for this episode. This is why people ghost, the psychology behind it, and what you can do if someone is ghosting you. So I hope you enjoyed this. I love hearing and seeing you guys share the podcast and things. And I think that's so amazing. So please keep it up. DM me or email me your thoughts. I would love to hear about it. And have a wonderful day.